This is the BBC.
Okay, so here's Tuesday's podcast. I want you to sit back and enjoy the most ridiculous show we've had for a while. So Jedward are on to play Innuendo Bingo. You'll hear that. Also, Ed Sheeran was still here after his live lounge, so just comes in and they just took over the show. Me and Chris weren't really required. Charlie Slough on Real or No Real. You won't believe what his middle name is. And have you found any of your family on Tinder? Scott Mills. BBC. Radio. One. Right, Chris?
Yeah, you're right.
Yep, yeah.
Stress, isn't it?
Who's looking after Jedward now?
I know, is it?
Where have they gone?
It's a real problem.
Right, so we last minute butched Jedward for Innuendo Bingo. It was last minute. They turn up 2 hours early for Innuendo Bingo today. Also, can we talk about the matching outfits? They didn't know they were coming in today, so do they plan that the night before every single day to look the same?
I don't know. They're just a mystery, aren't they?
They've been doing that for 8 years.
The problem is, we just got out the lift to come into the studio, and they spotted us, and obviously came running at us.
I ran off.
Yeah, you ran off, and I was left there. I do love them, actually.
I love
because
them.
Because I think they are different, and I like that, but they are so full on.
Yeah.
And also, we have tried to distract them for the last 2 hours. The members of staff have had to sort of take them for walks and things like that.
Yeah, it's like having a pet. I'm getting DMs, which I've shared on my Twitter. Hey, Scott, we're the new Radio 1 doormen. I was like, okay. For real, Scott, the security are loving our boots. Can't wait for Innuendo Bingo. And then the next one. Scott, we're on the 8th floor at Radio 1. We've successfully made it up. We've got connections. Oh, God!
This was a worry about, just when Ed Sheeran was starting his live lounge. We are here now. We're going to crash the studio ASAP.
Yeah, I had a visions of Calvin Harris pineapple. Oh! Was that their performance that he... It was their performance that he crashed. I thought they might be doing the same with Ed Sheeran, but I think we got away with that. However, there is another huge star about to appear at Radio 1. I'm not going to tell you who it is. And if they bump into this person, that's going to...
That's huge problems.
It's going to go wrong. Anyway, we'll... Where are they now? Who's looking after them?
Well, so they were caught wandering around the building here at the BBC. So someone has obviously asked what on earth they're doing.
Absolutely.
And has now had to take responsibility for them until we take over.
Okay. So Jedward on Innuendo Bingo. Definitely one to watch today on the Radio 1 Facebook. Facebook Live at 1:45. Scott Mills. What's going on, Chris?
Well, a little bit tired. 4 a.m. this morning. I heard this sort of scratching noise.
Right. Is this jet lag from Japan?
No, it was sort of scratching. And I thought it was coming from outside, so I thought someone was trying to break into my house.
Oh, I hope you were a man about it and went downstairs.
I did. I went downstairs in my pants.
Yeah.
Which would be weird, isn't it, if someone is breaking in to confront them in my pants.
But it is a bit. What are you going to do as well? What did you take with you?
Nothing. I didn't have a weapon of choice or anything like that. Nothing at hand.
No.
But anyway, went downstairs. Wasn't a burglar. Looked outside the door. No one's trying to get in. Okay. Scratching away. Went back up to bed. Still the scratching noise is happening. Anyway, Googled it. I think I've got like a rat in the wall.
In the wall?
How does that work?
What, just scurrying away there?
Yeah, and I can hear him chipping away inside, so I think he's going to bring the house down.
Well, I actually have a solution to this, I think.
Do you?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I host like some awards and stuff for different companies.
Yeah.
I've got some really good hookups in the pest control world.
No way.
Yeah. I'm not seeing a pest control.
Well, pest control friends.
Yeah, okay. Just a week ago, Rent-A-Kill Awards.
Can you sort me out with a pest controller?
I think I might be able to, yeah.
And is a rat in the wall actually a thing?
I don't know. I've never heard of one in the wall. Scott Mills. Zara Larsson is so good on BBC Radio 1.
So hard to get in.
This is more chaos than I thought, because now guys run
out. You know Katie's...
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
What's up?
Hey, Jedward are here.
This is Jed Sheeran.
Sheeran for life.
Reunited.
We go way back.
Get on the mic. Come on.
Ed Sheeran's dad, all the family.
I told you this was going to be crazy.
We've been in Canada together. This is what it's all about.
When's the last time you saw Jedward, Ed?
In his dreams.
When's the last time you've seen these lads?
Oh, God, I don't know. When was it?
When we wrote the future album for Gingerbread Records.
Yeah. It's coming out.
And James Blunt, shout out James Blunt.
But I remember we were...
He's in love with Tara Reid.
He's married now. I think it was when the World Cup was on and I was in... No, this wasn't the last time, but it was one of the times. We were in Toronto and I was driving through the street and I just saw Jedward and I was like...
and you picked
Deadwood.
He drove by in his SUV.
Yeah,
being the gentleman he is, he took us off the street and brought us into his SUV.
And then drove them back to the hotel because there was a France game on. It was the World Cup, and I put it on, and they were on eBay ordering like Justin Timberlake.
No,
Justin Timberlake singles, and they were like, "Should we buy this?" Ed?
No, he fell asleep.
You fell asleep. We put a blanket on you.
I was so jet lagged.
Jedward, what are you saying about Ed's new music?
I think it's really good.
Guess what? I think it's
we're
good.
We're about to go into Big Brother and we snuck our laptop
in. It's different. It's nice for him to do it. Like, this first two songs that came out, it's nice to have that big sound because he is playing stadiums. And it's nice to have that big sound to get everyone going, you know, because your songs are real intimate and personal. And that song that he brought out recently, which it wasn't an official single, I was listening to it on the radio this morning, on the way here,
Chris
told us to come here at 10 o'clock. Yeah, and now we're here at like 2 o'clock.
Do you know it took them so long to get in?
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
Because we're meeting the president.
Because we're enthusiastic and we're coming to see us.
That's cool.
So you guys have been wearing your hair down and now it's up again.
Yeah, we change it up, Ed.
I want to style your hair, Ed. I want to put some coconut oil now. I want to get like a nice shape on it.
Let me style your hair. I will.
It looks amazing. It actually is real great. I can see it's a bit styled, even though it looks doesn't look styled.
What is going on?
Right, we don't even
Chris,
really need to be
on
here.
What's going on is that we're chilling.
It's just the Jed Sheeran show now.
Jed Sheeran.
Yeah.
We're going to learn Jed.
I didn't sign up for this. Why is Ed Sheeran?
Can I tell you once? This is going to be a bad name drop, but I once turned down a party with Paul McCartney to go and party with Jed.
No, you didn't.
That's a fact. Do you remember? I did a Beatles tribute thing.
Oh yeah.
And I gave Jedward their first ever Jager bomb.
It's all coming out now.
Ed, what are you saying?
Yeah, we did.
But guess what? Our first drink we ever had was with Ed. It was on the Grammy night party. So he gave us a Jager bomb.
I forced it down, and they were like, "Oh, it's a long, slippery road."
You, Ed, you're song for drunk. No, we haven't drank it ever since. I don't think you will.
No, I know. Yeah.
No, they won't. They won't drink it.
Special.
You didn't enjoy it, did you?
No, it was great.
I know. Remember, we made a promise when we're 40, we're going to try something else. Murray.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're here to play Inuit Bingo with Jedward. I mean, you're very welcome to join in, Ed, but I'm guessing.
Can I not be the one that gets squirted?
No,
you can do it.
We can avoid you if you want to play.
Yeah, I'm going to stand over where you are.
Yeah. You can just squirt water on us.
How are you guys though? You're doing
Ed's
well.
Ed's family's from Wexford.
How's Big Brother?
Ed, trust me, it was off the
wall.
Was
it great?
Okay. None of them gave us a chance. They were all reality stars.
Did anyone get their kahunas out?
They got them all out.
Trust me, every second they could, they got them out.
I like that Colleen won though. I really like Colleen.
Yeah.
She's nice.
I wanted them to win.
She's vintage.
Okay. Yeah, but you guys got the check though, didn't you?
Yeah, it's all about the check. It doesn't matter if you're in there for one day, you always get paid.
We just did it because we wanted to do it again.
Did Ray J get the check? Because he left, didn't he?
I hope so.
I'm not sure.
He didn't, and he's going to get his crew after them all, and they have to give it to him.
Scott Mills.
Unfortunately, Ed Sheeran's had to go.
I know. He has to go on to the rest of the world. He's gone on to get those tickets.
He's gone, yeah.
But he's donated his precious time to us here today, and I think we should say amen to that, you know?
Do you think that he's going to come through with those tickets for Brits?
Well, there's no stress in it. I think he's like the main person at it, so we already all chilled out, so it's all good. Yeah, if he comes through, then we'll... I know, he doesn't need to come through. I was really happy, like, our
we
song
don't need
Hologram.
We'll be in the van.
Yeah, you're trying to play it cool now, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
because you
cool.
sounded a bit beggy before.
Yeah, and on my...
No, because we're talking about it, then it comes down to you're sitting in your hotel going, all right, I didn't get those tickets that you're talking about.
I also liked your DM to me earlier. Scott, for real, we can be your plus one or plus two. I like that you're prepared to ditch the other one if I can only get one ticket.
It'll be me, Scott, you and me.
Because we're both representing. It's good to represent.
Who decides what to wear in the morning?
This morning we woke up, we bought our outfits. Eric got them all online. They came in like a day. And Eric said we're wearing these. And I was like, okay.
It's because, like, you guys are BBC Radio 1. You're like the number one radio station in the world.
You gotta make the effort. Because
we
don't see you guys all the time. I know you guys come in here and you're casual sometimes because you're such naturals.
But last time we wore white t-shirts and they got a bit see-through.
That's right.
So we're wearing black t-shirts this time because we don't want to scare anyone.
Okay. This is one of the most surreal shows I've ever done. But thank you for being part of it. We love having you guys here. And let's play Innuendo Bingo. You can see it on Facebook Live.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Are you suggesting that I play the game? I have once. I played it with Zayn Malik once. But I've not done it for a while. Big Brother, I see.
Yeah, I meant him to do Big Brother.
Yeah, there's always time. There's time for that, you know? Yeah. Okay, right, so many people are watching this already. I think this is going to be a popular one.
We are live on BBC Radio 1. You better check it out.
John Mills naked.
He gets excited about this. I say he goes home and rewatches them all over again going, I love the way I said those words.
You know. Okay, let's put some water in our mouths, guys. As much as you can bear.
Oh, here we go.
As much as you can fit in there.
The whole
you know
thing.
How to play the game.
When That's we get a DM from you.
The craziest right? show ever.
Who is it? Is it you, generally? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's it's just whoever it is. It's just it could be both of us. It's
okay.
I try to make it as natural as possible.
Okay, put the water in. Let's go over to BBC Radio 4. And the continuity announcer here is telling us about what's coming up later on. John Edward, have you ever heard of this band before?
The sports writer Alison Rudd reviews Tina and Bobby, a new three-part ITV drama series based on the life of the football legend Bobby Moore. And why the 1980s vocal harmony group Harvey and the Wallbangers have reunited.
All fine for Joe there. Them?
Harvey and the Wallbangers.
You are allowed to. There we are. Yeah, there it is.
There we go.
Now we next have a brand new clip from BBC Breakfast. And it's a friend of the show, breakfast presenter, sports presenter, and man of the people, Dan Walker. Once again, proving to us that he really hasn't let fame go to his head. Incredibly humble, Dan. And as you'll hear in this clip, not fussy at all.
You could have done that.
I could have, well, but I don't, I just, for me, it's about volume.
It's not about discrimination.
I don't care what it looks or tastes like, it just goes in.
I can relate.
I don't care what it looks or tastes like, it just goes in.
Dan Walker there. Okay, more water, please. As Jedward play innuendo bingo. Thanks to John for sending that one in, by the way. If you spot anything on TV, email it to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Give us the time and the channel and we'll find it and you'll be on. Okay.
Yeah,
next.
Good, Scott. You're rocking it, Scott.
Thank you.
Why is that funny? Why you spat all over me? I look like I wet myself.
I've still got it.
These skinny jeans are going to shrink even more. Stop wetting Chris.
Oh, this is going to go
I just find his face so
Chris,
hilarious.
Chris, you're... so
spent
wrong.
Hours doing his hair.
Oh, God, Jeff, we find my face hilarious.
Yeah. Imagine that. Now we're going to an absolute classic from the world's weirdest events with Chris Packham. We join Chris in the desert with sandstorm expert Mike Oblinski. Now, as you know, the temperature in the desert can be sweltering. And I think Mike is starting to slightly lose the plot. I mean, did he mean to say this?
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive.
It's so weird when you close your eyes and just be in your own moment and you're just like, what?
Her what?
I felt like I was actually in the Atlantic Ocean there when it came at me, like the roaring seas.
Chris went in there. Siobhan just fell off her chair laughing. She's watching on Facebook Live. Martina loves it. John loves it. And Ethan is really enjoying it. Best one ever.
Hairspray is going in my eyes.
Yeah, that's not good. Cassie says, John! Okay, her boobs there. A type of violent and oppressive sandstorm, of course.
Her boobs can be massive.
Okay, next we're going to ITV.
Can be massive.
Jekyll and Hyde on
blow
ITV.
Blow them up or something.
Come on.
Now, I want to be in Jekyll and Hyde because the role of the policeman I think I'd like.
It's the policeman. He's been sucked dry.
Guess what? Oh, that's hilarious, because we just met police officers the other day. We were filming.
Guess what? Two police officers came up to us the other day and were about to arrest us because they wanted pictures.
And then Ayn Ziering and Tara were all looking at us going, whoa, I can't believe that, because I could relate to it. But then
because we did cameos in Sharknado 3.
Anyway, that was hilarious. They obviously were playing...
Oh, yeah, you're in Sharknado 5.
Yeah, we make a cameo for about 20 seconds, but they treat us like...
We didn't come in here. We didn't come here to plug things. We came here to talk.
No, we don't want to plug anything.
Anyway. Cool police story there.
He's been sucked dry.
Okay, next, we're going over to Gardener's World with Jedward on Innuendo Bingo and one of our all-time favourite clips. Now, I don't know much about plants, but surely this isn't real.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
Seriously.
Oh, come on, lads.
Someone get shampoo and conditioner so we don't have to leave the building looking like this. Our hair's ruined.
Your hair is ruined.
The evergreen Soccer Cocker Hookriana will tolerate dry shade.
Okay.
What is she saying?
It's a name. It's a name of a plant.
It must be what the wags call the soccer players at night time.
Oh, no, it's
come
not.
On.
Water, please.
Okay. Pow, wow,
have you got spare clothes?
Water.
We'll no, okay. We don't we'll spare okay. clothes.
It's water.
A, it's a sunny day out.
Scott's going to borrow some of his clothes, aren't you, Scott?
Yeah, I've got some in the office.
Thanks, Scott.
Now it's the One Show on BBC One. Do love the One Show. Loads of good features.
Mm.
Something that caters for absolutely everything, I think.
Although they haven't had us on the show.
No, they will. This is a bit niche, though, I think.
I've had lots of firsts today. I've never given a booby a bath.
Hmm.
Okay.
That wasn't that funny.
No, all right. All right. Mike Dilger there giving a booby a bath, which is a type of bird. Okay, another classic next. It's The Queen's Garden with Alan Titchmarsh. Get the water in your mouth, please, guys. Mm-hmm. Only someone of Alan's calibre is allowed to experience such an intimate and unique opportunity.
Delightful as the company is, and delicious though the finger sandwiches and French fancies are, I've come here to see something, dare I say it, even more exciting.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
Oh, they got me. I'm so excited.
Chris, you are really coming off badly in here today.
He has two people spitting water.
Chris, how are you feeling?
Wet.
Okay. He's getting double the power. We're getting one way.
Yeah.
He's getting two way.
There's so much. I'm just watching it because it's a bit delayed on Facebook Live. The spray is real. It's huge.
They must. You guys must have put something in the water to get it pick up better.
Caroline on BBC West Midlands, Caroline Martin, has a wonderful connection with her audience.
Great.
She's everyone's best friend.
Good for her.
Water, please. No need to be sarcastic. It's very good. She can literally ask her listeners to do absolutely anything, just like Chris here.
Chris, listen, thanks very much for coming on for
no
a chat. What are you doing at the weekend? Anything good?
Going to look at a new car.
Oh, what sort?
The wife wants a Hyundai.
Oh, well, can you sort my flaps out, Chris?
Ah! You know, you got to look after those flaps.
Oh, I'm having a lovely time. This is so weird. One
you should,
more.
You should get a cat flap in here so they can put your
right.
dogs and cats
in. Right, last one, lads.
Over to gardener's question time now.
We're creating memories here for
on BBC Radio 4. Love gardener's question time. Get the water in your mouths because we've got a gardener here with a really specific problem. If anything, I thought this would have brought the moles back.
Who's got our first question, please?
My name is Roger Payne and I come from North Worcestershire. I've tried a number of methods to persuade a persistent mole to go away. These have included granules, windmills, and a battery-driven vibrator.
Chris was spraying them. Spraying Jedward till they could be sprayed no more.
I'm just what imagining it right now. I'm like, what?
You've got,
thanks so much, Chris. High fives all around.
There has been a lot of water and rain in the studio today.
You can open your eyes now.
A lot of high pressure.
Wow, that rocks my world. That was Jedward innuendo bingo. Always good, lads. Will you come back soon,
Chris,
right?
Scott Mills, we'll always be back.
Okay, I'll let you know about the Brits.
Scott Mills.
I feel like the show's just kind of running away with me today. This is Scott Mills. Good fun, though, right?
Yeah, really. I mean, well, great fun. Things about Jedward, right? They sometimes get a bit of a... They sometimes get a bit of stick, right? But they are good value. They come in and they're so weird and random, and maybe that's a good thing every now and then. I don't know. Maybe.
When I woke up this morning, I wasn't expecting Ed Sheeran to be involved with that at all. But that's why... See, that's what we can do. That's what Radio 1 can do that no one else could do. That just wouldn't happen anywhere else. It just wouldn't.
What about that story about him cancelling a party with Paul McCartney?
Yeah. I mean,
to go out with Jedward.
Madness.
Amazing's that.
Right, new profile pic sorted, though. We managed to squeeze in a picture, me, you, Jedward, and Ed Sheeran. That's going straight on my social media.
I got this snap that I took of Ed Sheeran dancing along to a Jedward song. Never thought that would happen today.
Today is weird.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Hello. Are you witnessing the chaos of what's happening today? Ed Sheeran, Jedward happened as well.
Yeah, it was absolute chaos, isn't
wasn't it? I mean, there was one point where I was like, I don't really need to be here. They're just chatting. And it's like the Jed Sheeran show. I wasn't really needed. Do you know what I mean?
No, you don't need to be there, really, do you?
No, I could have gone out a cup of tea.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a good laugh.
Okay, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I'm normally 50-50.
Okay, and what's your job?
I'm a farmer. Young farmer.
Young farmer.
Nice.
Okay, where's that?
In Somerset.
What are you doing, spreading your muck today?
Yeah, I am.
Good. Okay, so here's what I've got for you. See if you like this.
Oh, Scott, this takes me back to either a trip to Kavos or Zante with us. And this was our tune.
Yeah, it was our tune. Pitbull. There's some other people on it too, but I can't remember.
Yeah, is it Neo?
Naya? Yeah.
Oh, Scott, how was Pitbull last week? How did I miss that one?
Oh, he was only on the phone, but he was amazing. Oh. Told us all about his Pitbull cruises.
Yeah, right.
He was in his back garden in Miami, which looks onto the beach, in just his drawers, as he put them, off of Nan's.
We've got to go to Miami and see this. All right, that's Scott's choice, Andy. Or you can have my choice. A bit old school is this. It's an old school Pink song. It's called Who Knew?
Interesting.
All the pop today. Good.
Yeah, I found myself getting proper emo to this a few nights ago on a night out. Random one on shuffle, you know?
Oh, right. They weren't playing it in the bar, though.
No, they weren't.
Okay. What would you do then?
Oh, wow. Chris's is good. So is yours, Scott.
Thanks.
But I'm going to have to go with Scott.
No! No! Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet,
go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Scott Mills. All right, Chris, I've got someone on the line now who wants to remain anonymous. So I will say to them, hello, anonymous caller.
Hi.
Hello, what's your name? Or are you going to change it?
I'm just going to change it to Elise.
Elise? Not your real name, though, no?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Now, why have you changed your name? What's so bad?
I just don't want my brother to hear it and then be like, oh, on the radio about me, are we?
Okay, so it's about your brother, this?
Yes.
Go on.
So yesterday I turned on my car and I was listening to you guys on the radio talking about Tinder nightmares where, like, you see a sibling or, like, a family member.
Oh, yeah, it was on Real or No Real yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
It was this fact.
Producers have revealed that during filming on the new series of Blind Date, the only way is Essex star James Argent accidentally picked his own sister.
Now, that turned out to be a no reel, but Arge was on Take Me Out with his sister, but obviously put her light out immediately.
That's right. And it got me thinking, actually, how terrible would it be if you matched with your sister, your actual sister, on a dating app?
So your brother's on the dating app and you've matched with him?
No, I've not matched with him, but I came across him on the dating app.
So hang on, you didn't match with your brother, but you did decide to check out his profile?
Yeah, I had a look through and I just screenshot all of his pictures and then chucked them on my group chat.
What did he say then? Does he know?
No, he's not got a clue.
Oh.
He's actually younger than me. So I'm 25 and he's aged himself up to 26 when he's not. He's 23.
Okay.
Oh, so he's been lying. And you know this because I assume you set your radius slightly different.
Yeah, exactly. So mine's like 26 to 30 or something like that. My brother pops up saying 26 and I was like, hang on a minute. No, you're not.
We were saying this yesterday, though. It must happen quite a lot where it's like, oh, there's my mum on Plenty of Fish. Oh, there's my brother on Tinder. And it's happened
to
you.
Exactly. That's not even the worst bit. The worst bit, there's heaps more. There's he's got a picture of my mum's car on there.
Well, as his car.
I'm assuming as his car. I don't actually ever understand why people put their cars on Tinder.
Well, he's put the car there to show people that he has a car. So you're right, he is passing it off as his own, 100%. That's amazing.
I mean, it's quite a nice car, but it's not his.
Why do people put cars on dating sites? Like,
I don't know.
Look at me, I'm doing all right for myself.
I'm going to be like, no.
But it's your mum's. What else?
He put that he went to quite the prestigious university on there. And I'm not even sure he got his GCSEs, so he definitely didn't go there.
Well, so he didn't go to that uni that he's put on?
He's not even been to uni. I don't even think he went to college.
This is so good, calling out your brother for all the lies.
Are you concerned that he is looking for the older girl then?
No, I mean, my brother's, he's not the shy type.
Right.
So I'm never really that concerned about what he gets up to because I don't even bother learning their names.
Oh, okay.
Describe the moment you saw your brother on the dating app. Did you throw up a little bit?
I laughed and I screenshot and I whacked it on my group chat.
Would you say he's an aggressive swiper?
Probably. He probably runs out of swipes.
Any other discrepancies you've noticed?
Well, there's a picture of him and he looks quite muscular. He's definitely not in real life.
Oh, you're
That's
terrible.
That's harsh.
I know, but it's so true.
Yeah, but you're going to put on good pictures of yourself.
I mean, yeah, everyone loves a filter and, you know, whatever else, but he's not muscular. He's right. Not.
Oh. Oh, I love this. Truthful sister.
If he's matched with you, the chances are he's probably matched with some of your friends.
I mean, he's been there with some of my friends before.
Yes. Wow. Tell me more.
Yeah, he's brought a couple of my friends home before. Yeah.
So you're telling me that he didn't go to university, but he said he did?
Yep.
That car is his mum's.
My mum's.
But he's passing off as his own.
Yep.
And looks muscular in one of the pictures, isn't?
Yep.
But you're calling him a fraud, but it's working with your mates.
Yeah.
So, you know, who's winning really?
I mean, my friends, I won't judge their standards.
Oh, I think we need to talk to you again at some point because I'm really enjoying you being truthful sister.
Has it ever been the other way around? Have you ever maybe gone on a date with one of his friends?
One of his friends has tried and yes. I've politely declined on several occasions.
Okay, and does your brother know about this?
Yes, and he started calling him brother-in-law.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and then he texted me and said, oh, your brother's calling me brother-in-law. And I was like, let me assure you, if my brother is saying that to you, then I'm definitely not going there.
Excellent. You are my absolute favourite caller of the week so far.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Good to speak to you, Elise.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for being so honest. Love you, bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
And now... he's the man who uses Google Earth to take selfies. It's Charlie Slough.
Ow!
Hello.
God.
Oh.
Oops. Yeah.
You're the only one allowed to have echo here.
That was a great one, actually. That's probably just top your top of the top list.
Did you like it?
It was good.
Tell you what, you missed some mad scenes in here today.
Oh, my God, I was listening. It sounded like pandemonium.
It really was absolute chaos. At one point, I was just going to leave... John and Edward and Ed Sheeran to it. I didn't realise they knew each other, but they've hung out loads of times, mostly in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
How bizarre is that?
Wasn't it weird, Chris?
It was one of the strangest moments being at Radio 1, yeah.
So we'd booked...
easily.
We booked Jedward for Inuit Bingo. Yeah. Ed Sheeran obviously doing his live lounge for us earlier today. Ed just kind of walks in, starts chatting, and we're like, let's just put it on the air. You can hear all this later on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Get it from the BBC Radio iPlayer app. Listen when you want. Are you ready for a bit of real or no real?
I've missed it, man. I've missed it.
Where were you last week?
Yeah,
sick.
I'm still quite poorly now. I can hear you in my voice, can't
I can,
you?
I mean, yeah.
But, you know, we must keep it moving.
Yeah. You are quite a sickly child, aren't you?
Mm. Not really.
You are, though. You were.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that long before that you were ill.
No,
well.
When was the last time I was ill?
Quite like the week before.
Oh, you'll leave that.
I think you're burning the burning the candle. That's what I think
I'm
you're
actually,
doing.
I'm actually taking great care of myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
In what way? What are you doing?
I'm eating clean. I'm training.
I'm trying to work out what your look is today. It's quite...
High
vis. I mean, it's the nicest possible way.
High vis, that's rude.
DHL delivery driver.
DHL delivery driver, because of the yellow.
What's the sort of yellow, red and blue combo there?
It says dealer on the front of your anorak there. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Can you not see the cards there?
There was something obstructing my view.
He's a croupier.
Right, here's today's real or no real. Is this a real fact or not?
The president of Iceland is trying to ban pineapple on pizza.
What are your views on that? Yes or no? Good
that
idea
is
or not?
Bizarre. I mean, what is a pizza without pineapple?
I agree. I'm so
what?
With you.
Yeah. How can you have a pizza without pineapple? Even if I don't venture into the Hawaiian lifestyle and I go for a meat feast, I'm still putting pineapple on that thing.
No, but you have pineapple as a sort of it's more a session pizza. It's a pudding pizza.
So a pudding pizza.
Well, you only have it if you're eating lots of pizza. You need something to break up the taste. Just as a bit of fruit, it's like an amuse-bouche.
No.
Or a mouth cleanser. It's more like that.
No.
In fact, it's not a session pizza at all. It's what you're using around your session pizza.
No, it's because pineapple goes extremely well, taste-wise, with the ham. It does.
Yeah, it does.
They work
it
beautifully
does.
Together.
It does.
They do.
Even with beef and chicken. Pineapple works with all meat.
Yeah, because
it's the savoury with the sweet. That's what it is.
Because Chinese, you get like some, you sometimes get beef and pineapple, don't you?
I like this because if I was president, these are the kind of rules that I would want to bring in. If I had a particular gripe like that, when you become president, you deserve the right to have some of these rules put in. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I can believe that this is real, and I believe that this president is just brilliant and has just decided, right, I don't like pineapple on pizza, I'm going to make a law.
There'll be no pineapple on pizza. I'm signing an executive order.
Yeah.
There will be no more. It's terrible.
There will be no more.
Yeah. Terrible. I mean, that's bizarre. If the president of Iceland has decided to ban pineapple on pizza...
It's a very bad thing. They're very bad people.
Donald Trump's in a UK.
That's
season,
a great
right?
Pressure,
imagine you get him for... Please try get him fire in the booth.
We've already had discussions with his team. And
imagine that.
I may have an exclusive for you later on.
Oh, come on.
No, we're not talking about it now. We're playing a game of real or no real right now. This is what's important right now.
So has the president of Iceland tried to ban pineapple in pizza in Iceland? Real or no real?
I'm going to go real for this.
Really?
Yeah, because I think if someone becomes president, they don't do these kind of laws enough, their own personal ones. So I'm going to go real.
They do now. Yes?
Maybe he's allergic to pineapple. Or maybe to import pineapples into Iceland is just so expensive. He's like, you know what, let's save a couple quid here and just allow the thing.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real, though.
That one's real.
It's real.
Whoa.
Yes.
I have it here. The president of Iceland, President Unihursson, was visiting a high school in Northern Iceland and taking questions from one of the classes. When he was asked whether he liked pineapple on pizza, he said he would go as far as banning it if he was allowed to pass laws on his own. He's currently enjoying 97% approval ratings in the polls, and it's not apparent whether coming down on the side of the pineapple pizza debate will change that at all.
There will be no more.
There won't be any more.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Charlie Slough is playing Real or No Real.
Oh my gosh.
Have you got, I know you used to be called the best looking fat guy in the universe. Yeah. Have you got any more now? I want to update it a bit.
Not really. I mean, I was going to do a rebrand next year.
Right.
What to? The housewife's favourite or something?
No. Well, I've started saying that your mum hates me rather than loves me now.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I've updated.
That's good.
So I've done a bit of market research and found out that
they actually hate me.
So right. I thought I can't lie to the audience. Let's just keep it real.
It's good that you're reflecting the research there.
Yeah.
Here's your next fact on Real or No Real.
The Spam Museum in Minnesota, USA, has permitted one couple from the UK to get married on its premises because the groom-to-be's middle name is I Love Spam.
Whoa.
Wait, is there a spam museum? I thought spam was
British. You know
what?
There's a museum for everything, I think. You've got to look around the world a bit, but there'll be a museum for everything. But however, boring or...
What would they have in the museum of spam? Just
spam through the years?
Historic spam.
But wouldn't the spam be mouldy? Oh, no, spam lasts forever, right, in that can?
God, spam's the kind of words that you can keep saying over and over again and it still sounds good. Spam, spam, spam.
It doesn't sound good.
Have you ever eaten spam?
I have. I grew up on it.
So did Mills.
I grew up on spam and corned beef.
No, I didn't.
Did?
What, spam?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that?
Well, during the good old days.
What, the war?
That is rude.
So rude.
He lined it up one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Chris, that was a good one. You lined it up nice.
Seriously.
Mad.
You can really go off people, can't you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here's a question, lads. What is spam?
Meat. Well, some meat.
Is,
yeah. I find it suspicious. Anything that keeps in the can for that long, I'm like, what's in that?
Yeah.
But in the Spam Museum, I guess it is just ancient spam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I guess so.
But how interesting can it be to see ancient spam? I mean, once you've seen one can of spam, you've seen them all.
Also, who has a middle name, I Love Spam?
That is awful.
What's your middle name?
Mine.
Yeah.
International Prince.
No, it's not that.
No, it really is. That's the awkward thing.
We've talked about this before.
And Sloth's obviously your real surname.
No.
Oh.
No. International Prince is my middle name.
I've seen your BBC pass.
Yeah.
Yes. My middle name is International Prince. It's not a joke.
Yeah. It's.
I can show it.
I know this sounds like a lie, but I actually think this is real.
It's true. My mum was a hippie.
Yeah, I actually do think
International
this is
Prince.
Yes. How bizarre.
That's up there with Your Majesty.
It is awkward. Like when I go to the airport, And it's like, oh, hi, Charlie International Prince.
Thing is, right, you make so much stuff up that if this is true...
But it's not making it up. This is what I was discussing yesterday. It's not lying, it's bants. There's a fine line between the two of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bants, lying, bants. Very fine line. I'm on the bant side of things.
Yeah, but you can... people use that word for anything now. Oh, sorry, it's bant, isn't it? And you do that a lot.
No, I don't.
You do, though. International Prince... You look me eye and tell me that's your middle name.
Yeah, I actually think he's telling the truth here.
So. I can get my bag out in a minute and show you. I've got my bank cards and stuff in my bag.
All right. Right, so this guy and his wife-to-be, they're getting married in Minnesota in the Spam Museum. Only one couple's ever been allowed to get married on the premises because the groom-to-be's middle name is I Love Spam. Chris, real or no real?
I'm going to go, well, if you've got a middle name like that, the Spam community will look after you. So I'm going to go real.
I'm going to say no real on this one. No
that
way
one
is that
is
real.
Real.
It's
real.
Wow!
Yes. Mark I Love Spam Benson from Merseyside was overjoyed, but his partner Anne told him she'd organised a unique wedding venue. They visited the museum last year, met people at the company. He's even going to the Spam Festival in Hawaii for their honeymoon.
Wow.
One off, they get married on site. He eats at least one tin a day. And loves it. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Charlie got nothing.
Liberties.
Charlie's on One Extra Next. Who's your special guest today?
Donald Trump.
Again?
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
I'm not sure we can top that. We're back tomorrow, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.